It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
So most shrubs right now aren't blooming for summertime, but I understand you can tell us about some different shrubs that do actually bloom in summer. What have you got?
Ah, summer shrubs, and the flowering is easy. Yes. Most of the shrubs that we grow, like the lilacs and the rhododendrons, the forsythia and spirea, mock orange, they all bloom in the spring. And usually you just have these green shrubs all summer long for the rest of the year. But there are a handful of summer blooming shrubs that we really should incorporate into our landscape because they're beautiful. And the first one is one that's blooming right now. Just look out the window, you'll see it. It's the Cotinus or smokebush. Now, this is a big shrub. It'll get about 10 to 12 feet tall and wide, has green leaves, and has these cotton candy-like flowers or plumes on them that can come in a kind of a cream color to a pink to even a burgundy color to them. There's one variety called Velvet Cloak that has burgundy-colored leaves that turn a beautiful color in the fall and has burgundy-colored flowers. So this is a cool one to have in the landscape, but you have to put it somewhere where you can let it get big. Put it where the lilacs are, or the viburnum, so they can have a big space to grow into. If you want a smaller version, there's one called Little Smoke that only gets 4 feet tall. So smoke bush are a really cool plant to have. The second one is a smaller bush that grows in part sun. It's called Clethra or Summer Sweet. And this is a nice one because it gets only 3 to 6 feet tall. It has white candles that are very fragrant. The flowers are very fragrant. It's a good bee and butterfly plant. A great one to have near a porch or a patio because you can smell the fragrance in the evening. And there's one version called Ruby Spice that has red colored flowers too. It grows well in part sun or part shade on well-drained soil. And because it's so small, you can put it close to the house and it won't overwhelm anything. The third one is technically an herbaceous perennial, but I'll put it in the shrub category because it gets big. It's the hardy hibiscus. And these are growing up now, and mine is about 2 to 3 feet tall, and it'll get a little bit taller before it starts flowering. And it has these beautiful 8 to 10 inch diameter hibiscus disc-like flowers that are from white to pink to red colors to them. And they're just gaudy in the landscape, something that's really going to shock people when they walk by your yard. There's one version called Copper King that has burgundy-colored leaves as well as the flowers, too. So choose one of these three, or maybe all three of them.
They sound beautiful. I was wondering about looking out into our landscape and being like, okay, the lilacs aren't doing much these days. So these are something that we can definitely add to the landscape for a little more late summer color. Here's a question from Eileen in Brownington. Eileen writes, last year, we hoped to build up our rhubarb bed, which is built into a slope and fronted with old beams. We added another layer of beams at the front and more composted manure at the top. I think we buried the crowns too deeply. The rhubarb is not doing well this year. The stalks are getting soggy and dying off. What's the best way to fix our mistake?
Yeah, so rhubarb likes moisture, and adding all that organic matter is a good idea, but it likes a well-drained soil. So we had, at our home, we had some rhubarb we first planted into the clay soil there, and it never really did well. So what we ended up doing is we dug it up, and we put it in a raised bed that was filled with a lot of the organic matter that Eileen was mentioning, and it has taken off. It's, in fact, gotten too big. We're going to have to move it or get rid of some of it because it's so huge. So that would be a suggestion for Eileen, is that maybe not this time of year, but in the next spring when it first starts coming out, dig it out of that bed it's in. Put it in a raised bed that has a nice mix of different kinds of compost and topsoil, and I bet you it does really well there.
This next question from Anne Marie in Pollitt. Anne Marie says, as the vines on our tomatoes attempt to take over the entire garden, can we just snip off all the new growth? Does that hurt the plant at all? Anne Marie writes, I already pluck as many suckers as I can, but now they're so large and unruly, I can't get at them any longer.
Yeah, Anne Marie, no, you can prune tomatoes, but the timing is critical. So first of all, if you're growing those indeterminate tomatoes, the ones that get big, like the Brandywine, a Cherokee Purple, like it sounds like you are growing, what you want to do this time of year, start pruning off the new suckers. Those are the ones that will be at the top of the plant, between the main stem and the side branch, the ones that kind of come out. Keep pinching those, because those will eventually flower and fruit, but because you have such large plants and large fruit, it's going to take a long time and may not even do it before frost in the fall. fall. So you can be pinching those out. The bottom leaves, you can take the bottom leaves all off up to about a foot or two off the ground of your tomato plant. And that's going to be a good idea because you're probably already seeing some early blight, septoria leaf spot starting on those leaves, turning them yellow and dying. So even if they're green, you can strip all of those off. As far as pruning back the height of the plant, you know, topping it, I would wait another month before I did that. And I would wait till maybe end of August and do that with the idea that you're helping the fruits that are already set to ripen.
Great advice. And if you've got questions for Charlie to answer about your garden, then send them to us at vpr.org. Just do a search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And next week, we'll be talking about some plant diseases. So keep in mind when you're sending your questions in, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.